Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Walesa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Walesa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Doby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Gettle reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gettle moves to third. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gettle scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Boudreaux moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Boudreaux moves to third. Doby moves to second. Bob Gillespie now pitching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Doby scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baker for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovic for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Mitchell steals third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Walesa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell scores. One out. It's 5-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Bob Gillespie. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Walesa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Walesa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 2 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. York takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gettle, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Papish now pitching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Michaels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 3 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5. And Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.